Look who it is. It's about time you found your way to my doorstep. Of course I know who you are, sweetie. You'd be making headlines all over the world. Saving all those babies from that burning orphanage. Stopping that tsunami. Taking on the blasts of that random car bomb. Making it rain just before that village died of thirst. You're pretty spectacular. You're also an asshole. You heard me. You're a cocky little fucker. An attention whore. Oh, please. You were warned when your powers came in not to overdo it. To let the other gifted ones around the globe like yourself do their part to protect the humans too. But you didn't, did you? You just have to be the first to every tragedy. And now look where it's got you. On my doorstep looking for help. Am I gonna help you or not? Is that really how you ask? Oh, you don't need a lecture. Fine. I guess you don't need my help after all. Be sure to shut the door behind you when you leave. Just know that sluggish feeling you've got when you wake up in the morning is only going to get worse. A few more days like the ones you've had, and you could potentially lose your powers altogether. Oh, okay. Maybe you know better then. You are the self-proclaimed savior of mankind. But remember Lynx? He was top of his game like you once, too. Saved the whole planet from that meteor in 08. And then nothing. No one heard from him again. Oh, to the contrary. He's alive and well. And working in a neonatal ward in Del Mar. I guess, technically, he's still helping to save lives. Still a hero of sorts. But he's so weak, he needs assistance lifting the preemies out of their incubators. All because he was too proud to come to me for help. But I'm sure that won't happen to you. I thought you might reconsider. Oh, no, no, no. You actually have to say you need my help. That's better. But I could hardly hear you. One more time for the camera. I'm waiting. You could always follow in Link's footsteps. Yeah, look right down into the lens and admit you need me. Ah, oh, that's a good point. That wasn't so hard, was it? Oh, I have the right to be cocky, sweetheart. Without me and my big... gifts. There wouldn't be any heroes left to speak of. Okay, let's get down to business. Normally, I'd just hand you a vial and tell you to be on your way. But I just sent Chrome away with my last vial earlier today. Ah, yes, that's right. He's your nemesis, isn't he? Oh. Villain is a bit harsh, don't you think? Besides, I'm an equal opportunity supplier for the right price. You really don't think I'd do this out of the goodness of my heart, do you? Or that I could afford a place like this if I did? I just juice up the gifted ones. What they choose to do with their talents after that is not my concern. Look, are we getting on with this or not? Because I've got things to do. Good. Well then, I'm going to get comfortable, sitting right down here at the end of the couch. And you're going to lay your head right down here on my lap. Really? Do you have a better idea? I didn't think so. Come on, head in my lap. Oh, there you go. Now, I'm just gonna slowly slide my blouse up and off. Careful, these beauties are mighty heavy when they're filled with milk. I wouldn't want to hurt you. You know, especially with you being so weak and all. Oh, I'm just teasing you. You'll be the most powerful gifted one on Earth again in no time. Heck, you'll even be more powerful than you were before after a warm drink. Now, you need to get the milk flowing from my breasts. A few slow licks should start to stimulate them. Yeah, just like that. Oh, please, don't flatter yourself. This isn't sexual. Well, maybe it is for you, big guy. Fuck, that is a big one to try and keep down, isn't it? Now, wrap your lips around the nipple and start to suck gently, and that nectar you need so badly will start flowing soon. I have to warn you, though. I can't hold back once it does. And this stuff is too valuable to waste. So you'd better be able to swallow fast, got it? There you go. What are you doing with your tongue? Flicking my nipple? Stop that. No, that's not the way you're supposed to do it. Just focus on sucking. No, I'm not reeling. Oh, there it goes. Oh, it's flowing now. Easy. What are you doing? Just shut up and drink. Don't waste it. Oh my, you are a greedy one, aren't you? Oh, it does make you feel good, doesn't it? You can feel the power coursing through your body, can't you? Okay, get your lips on the other one now. Why are you turning your face into my lap? That's not what I told you to do. What? Fuck, no, I'm not aroused. Don't be so full of yourself just because you've got a little juice flowing through your veins. Especially that vein between your legs. It's obvious you're lacking blood flow to your brain to make that comment in the first place. Look, just get your lips around my other nipple now. What if you don't? Are you being serious? Well then, good luck next time you come to my doorstep looking to get juiced up. Yeah, I am frustrated. I can't leave one unmilked. What? We could help each other out. And what, pray tell, do you think you have that I'd need? Oh, that cock. Sorry, but you're not the first one to offer, sweetie. You might be the biggest, but not the first. Look, just get out of my way with that thing. I'll pump out the rest on my own. What? Why do I think it took you so long to come to me for help? I have wondered. Wait. What are you saying? You helped yourself? With what? You don't mean you're cum, do you? Oh, so you've got power-enhancing spunk. Is that what you want me to believe? Oh, please. I've heard some lines in my day, but... No, I don't believe it. I've never encountered another power booster like me. Until now. Well, the thing is, sweetie, even if I did believe that your own spunk has kept you going until now, which I don't, by the way, I'm not a hero. I don't have powers that need boosting. I just provide the nectar that keeps heroes like you going. So, sadly, your spunk isn't as much of a temptation as you might think, despite your ample cock. What if it can make my milk more potent? That could be something. It'd be dangerous, making heroes or villains even more powerful than they are now. I bet they'd pay a pretty price for enhanced milk. So help me, if you're bullshitting me. Okay, but no more milk for you until I milk your cock, and then we'll see. Oh, I don't get on my knees for anyone, sweetie. Just stand up in front of me and bring it here. I'll sit up in my seat. Oh, fuck. This other breast is so full. Let's get this over with. Oh, fuck. They should call you the Man of Steel. This is so hard. One. You think you're the only one who knows that tongue swirling trick? Feels good, doesn't it? God, it's so big in my mouth. Oh, my jaw is already starting to ache. It's stretched to the limit. Oh, God. Come on, just make it come before I pull a muscle. You need to get deeper to come. With that thing? Deeper? How? Jesus, fuck! God, that's good. Keep it up. Oh, don't gloat. Just face fuck me. Oh, damn. I should have been sucking superhero dick all this time. It's so good. Oh, fuck. I want to taste some super sperm. Yes. Fuck. Use my own words against me. Never fear. I'm not gonna waste a drop. I'm gonna grip my lips around your shaft, suck and swallow you down my throat like this. Way more intense than I expected. Fuck. Fuck, fuck. Wow. That's like I took a shot of something. You might want to get that grin off your face, though, sweetie. And zip up. That thing's not nearly as impressive now that I've drained it. What am I doing? Getting dressed. I told you I had things to do today. What about you? Oh, right. You want to be fed some more, don't you? That's not going to happen. Chrome's on his way here for a top-up. I think he's going to love the effects my new and improved batch of milk has on his powers. Fuck, I can already feel my breasts throbbing with the help of your supercharged spunk. Aw, you look so confused. Let me clear things up for you before you leave, sweetie. It's simple. While you're out there being an attention whore, putting all the other heroes to shame, Chrome's taking jobs around the world for the highest bidder from the ultra-wealthy, doing things mere mortals can't. Yeah, that's about the gist of it, sweetie. He's got more cash than you. And I did tell you I like nice things. But if it's any consolation, you've got one hell of a dick.